Track 7, Rockfall Shelter shortlisted for award. The new Rockfall Shelter, built to protect the vital railway line at Dawlish, has been shortlisted for an award. The project is among 12 from across the southwest, competing for the public votes in the ICE Southwest People's Choice Award 2024, aimed at raising awareness about the work of the region's civil engineers. The 110-metre-long protective shelter at the northern end of Parsons Tunnel aims to protect trains from falling rocks. It is strong enough to withstand a 5-tonne boulder crashing down from the cliffs above, which is the equivalent to the weight of an adult elephant falling onto the railway. The £42 million scheme, delivered by Arup and Morgan Sindall Infrastructure for Network Rail, used innovative techniques and a travelling gantry crane system to install precast components to overcome the constraints of working next to a live railway, steep cliffs and the sea. The award is an annual initiative by the Institution of Civil Engineers Southwest. It provides an opportunity for the public to learn about and vote for their favourite civil engineering projects in the region through a free online poll. The winning project will be revealed in Bristol in October.
Up to a quarter of buses run late, councillors told. Up to a quarter of Devon's buses run late, making punctuality the biggest challenge for the bus provider, Stagecoach. Simon Ford, head of commercial at Stagecoach Southwest, told Devon County Council's cabinet meeting that about 75 to 80% of its buses were on time, meaning up to a quarter failed to keep to schedule. Stagecoach runs 80% of Devon's buses. The meeting also discussed proposals which will include measures to improve bus priority, such as better traffic light efficiency and monitoring, and the coordination of signal crossings and junctions. The Newton Abbott scheme will focus on a route through the town centre, from Penn Inn roundabout on the A381, along Torquay Road to Halcyon Road or Kingstainton Road towards Ball's Corner roundabout. The corridor serves 28 different bus services, totalling over 200 buses a day on Kingstainton Road and approximately 40 buses a day across Torquay Road. Proposals include changes at existing signalised junctions and crossings to improve bus priority, including measures that would extend the green traffic signal when a bus is detected. This would reduce the waiting time of a queuing bus. Mr. Ford welcomed the measures which could improve journeys for hundreds of thousands of passengers. Funding for the schemes, which is set to cost a combined £2.8 million, has come from Devon's £14 million grant from the Department for Transport in 2022. The Cabinet approved the plans, but each one will now have a traffic regulation order published, and funding for the schemes will also need to be confirmed. It was acknowledged that substantial objection to any of the schemes could see them resent to each area's highways and traffic orders committees.
Police win National Award for Road Safety. Devon and Cornwall's police commitment to road safety has been recognised by a national charity. Officers from the Road Casualty Reduction Team have been presented with the Compliance and Engagement Award following a roadside operation that took place earlier this year. In February, Devon and Cornwall Police worked with TyreSafe manager Jason Sims and the DVSA to carry out spot checks on vehicles in Cowley, Exeter, after research revealed that the southwest was a high-risk area for non-compliant tyres. As part of the operation, officers stopped more than 50 cars, providing valuable words of advice to motorists and facilitating free tyre safety checks, courtesy of TyreSafe. The force has now been recognised by the TyreSafe charity for its commitment to raising awareness about the importance of checking and maintaining vehicle tyres. At the annual Tyre Safe Awards, which took place on June 13th at the National Motorcycle Museum in Birmingham, judges praised Devon and Cornwall Police for their dedication. Sergeant Owen Messenger of the Road Casualty Reduction Team said, "The team worked tirelessly every day, and it's encouraging to see their valuable efforts recognised by national organisations. We're committed to keeping people safe on our roads and will continue to work with our partners, both locally and nationally, to reduce the number of serious and fatal collisions in Devon and Cornwall."
Recycled art trail returns to seafront. A recycled art trail has returned to Tynemouth seafront for the first time since 2022. The 18th Tynemouth Recycled Art in the Landscape, known as Trail, outdoor exhibition opened on Monday and features 13 sculptures created by professional artists, local schools and community groups. This year, the organisers have collaborated with Tynemouth Lifeboat Station and Teen Heritage Centre to celebrate the 200th anniversary of the Royal National Lifeboat Institute. Artists were asked to create sculptures that are made from at least 70% recycled material that either celebrate the work of the RNLI or reflect environmental issues and the natural elements of Tynemouth seafront. Among the sculptures is a collaborative project between Hazeldown Primary School and Our Lady and St Patrick's Primary School, in which old school desks have been painted and planted to reflect the importance of nurturing young minds. Artist Amy McCarthy's Ghost Ship reflects the wrecks of boats that are uncovered in the estuary at low tide. The trail, set against the backdrop of nature's beauty, becomes a space where art and environmentalism intersect, offering a poignant reminder of the urgent need for sustainable practices, the organisers said. The sculpture trail will remain on the promenade until the 27th of September. Public voting for the sculptures will open later this month, with the winners announced in October.
Blue plaque to celebrate town's boat building heritage. A blue plaque is to be unveiled in Tynemouth later this month at the site of the former Morgan Giles shipyard to celebrate one of the greatest maritime designers of the 20th century. The plaque at Leander Court on the Strand in Tynemouth will be unveiled on July the 22nd, exactly 104 years after Francis Morgan Giles bought the site to relocate his successful yacht design and building business to the southwest coast. The Morgan Giles Tynemouth shipyard operated from 1920 to 1968 and produced over 1,000 vessels, including cruising and racing yachts, dinghies, motor cruisers and World War II Admiralty ships. The vessels were sold all over the world and many are still sailed today. The site was redeveloped in the 1980s into two apartment blocks, Morgan's Quay and Leander Quay, and is now owned by First Port Retirement Property Services Limited.